May the 27th, Proverbs chapter 27. May the 27th. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 7. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. What a great truth. That truth is telling us that when you're full, even a honeycomb just seems just mundane and loathe it. No, I don't want that. I wouldn't eat that. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. I'm going to entitle this devotion, Stay Hungry. Stay Hungry. You know, the last thing that most people truly are today is hungry. Now, they might be desirous of food, and let's face it, most Westerners have taken food to a recreational level, but there is especially a lack of hunger for the Lord today. One old-timer said, hunger makes a good cook. And I don't know if you understand that, but what he's saying is that when you're hungry, it makes the cook look better as far as their ability to cook, because hunger makes a good cook. I just want to look at three things here on this idea of staying hungry, because he said the full soul loatheth an honeycomb. Now, I understand, let's just do it. Number one, hunger is an attitude. Hunger is an attitude. You know, for the most part, you take horses, for example. If any of you have ever messed with horses, especially if you've trained horses or had them, you know, in your stable and that sort of thing, where you threw them their hay and fed them daily. But those horses, when it comes food time, they act like they are starving to death. And for the most part, if they're not been spoiled rotten or overly overfed, they act hungry. They respond in a hungry way for their food. And so we need to be careful that we don't lose our attitude of hunger for God. You know, we have to beware of a selfish, carnal, sensual motivation in life, because that thing will hurt our hunger for God. You know, when you don't have a hunger for the Word of God, be careful. There's something going on there. When you find the Word of God, which is likened unto honey, okay, the full soul loatheth an honeycomb. That fullness, of course, is an earthly in the context, carnal fullness, obviously. And so the Bible's likened to honey. So when you and I don't have a desire for the Word, we've got a hunger issue. Because hunger is an attitude. You might be physically having, say, a blood sugar attack. Some of us have to deal with that. Some have high blood sugar. Some it runs to low blood sugar, and you get that attack going, and things get all out of whack. But when it comes to just plain old hunger and an attitude about hunger, hunger is an attitude. Now, you can read your Bible quite a bit and go ahead and keep a hungry attitude for God, because you want to know God. Secondly, hunger affects the appetite. It affects the appetite. Now, the full soul is picky, even to the extent of rejecting honeycomb. And it'd be like turning down dessert. I'm like Brother Wood. I think God has served a dessert at the beginning of the meal and the end of the meal, if possible. And that may be my undoing someday, but I don't follow that practice, but it sure would be nice to. But hunger affects the appetite. A true hunger helps us to enjoy and to desire things. You know, you get the right kind of hunger going in the physical realm, and you'll desire to eat vegetables and lean protein and the right kind of carbohydrates. Because hunger affects the appetite. You say, well, the appetite affects hunger. Not necessarily, because see, hunger is an attitude, and hunger affects the appetite. When you go along, if your body is genuinely hunger, it's going to create an appetite. Now, it's true that a person can be denied food, and for whatever reason, not lack of availability or someone else denied it, to the point where they almost don't desire food. Their body swells and bloats and that sort of thing. But here, we're talking about the idea that hunger affects the appetite, and most Westerners think that the appetite is supposed to affect hunger, that if I have an appetite, I must be hungry. But if you get genuinely hungry, you can have the right attitude. You know, appetite, you know what they tell you? They say, don't do grocery shopping on an empty stomach. And that's because the marketing and the stuff in there, you're going to make some bad choices because you're planning your meals in the wrong condition. Why? Because hunger affects the appetite. And then hunger is aided by exertion. Hunger is aided by exertion. Now, I don't mean just activity. There is a brand of Christianity, especially amongst independent Baptists, that believes that if you'll teach people that the reason they don't hunger for God is they're not doing enough. Well, I hate to tell you, but the more you do, the more you desire to do, because you're feeding on doing. And so there needs to be a time daily in your life where you feed on God, so that when you get hungry and from exerting through prayer, through witnessing, through just walking in this life and resisting the world, the flesh, and the devil, then your hunger is aided by exertion. You know, what they tell you is, if you want to get your body a little bit more under control, and if you want to lose a bit of weight that's unnecessary, not to be vain or anything, but for health purposes, they tell you the number one thing you can do, the first thing to do, is not to change your diet. The first thing to do is start exercising, exerting yourself, and then move from there. Why do they tell you that? Because if you just start dealing with the diet, your body is God so made you that it can make its own adjustments without you knowing it, and it can actually help you gain weight on a low calorie thing if you don't have exertion going. So hunger is aided by exertion. So what do you mean? Well, prayer. You know, prayer, exerting yourself in prayer, making yourself pray, will help you desire God. Not knowing that book like you ought to, opening up and reading it, actually creates, having the right attitude and the right appetite, creates hunger, and that is aided by exertion. Aided by reading your Bible. Aided by memorizing your Bible. It's aided by telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. I read an article recently that talked about how many pounds of this certain kind of like a soup or gruel or whatever that these sumo wrestlers do it, and they do it to put on weight. Now, believers are supposed to eat of the Word so we can lay aside the weights and the sins which just so easily beset us. So hunger is aided by exertion. It's aided by exerting myself spiritually. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb. If you feed on television, if you feed on news, if you feed on talk shows, if you feed on magazines and internet and sports and business, and if you feed on remodeling your house, feed on it, what is going to happen is the full soul loatheth an honeycomb. You're going to lose your desire for the things of God and for the honey from the Scriptures and the things that will give you spiritual strength and energy. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. There's some verses in the Bible that are bittersweet. And to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. Why? Hungry for God. We've got to stay hungry. We've got to stay hungry for God. We've got to stay hungry for His book. We've got to stay hungry for getting the gospel out in souls. We need to stay hungry for helping other people live for God by living so ourselves. We just need to stay hungry. Hunger is an attitude. It affects the appetite, and it is aided by exertion. God bless you.